Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, March the 4th, 2024, first Monday in the month of March, and we are off and running, and so glad to be with you here this morning. I cannot tell you the last few days I have had. It has been absolutely amazing since Wednesday, through today, one of the most unbelievable experiences I have ever had. And Friday night, we talked about this a little bit, but it was very fresh in my mind on Friday night. So I'm hoping to elaborate a little more on it this morning here on the morning program. And so glad to have you with us here on this Monday morning. Do want to mention this. This is the last day I'll be mentioning this for McDonald's. You know, we like to give McDonald's a nice little plug here. Free Shamrock Shake exclusively on DoorDash. Orders of $15 or more, February 25th through March the 4th. Today's March the 4th, last day for that. So if you use DoorDash and have an order of $15 or more, today would be the day to get your free Shamrock Shake. 16 minutes past the hour here. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Marion. But I've been having beautiful days since last Wednesday. I cannot tell you the experience that the whole Mary Ellen Withrow 30th anniversary celebration turned out to be. You know, it was one of those things where I knew it was coming. We talked about it last week. I had a pretty good handle on what was going to happen. But I guess I did not fully realize how big of a deal that it was going to be. But I will say, in giving myself some credit on this, that last week I started to notice, as we were heading it, like Tuesday and Wednesday, that a lot of interest was picking up. And a lot of people were getting interested that heretofore had really taken an interest in it. And by the time we got to Wednesday night, Mary Ellen had come into the studio on Wednesday night to kind of run down what we were going to do, and Matt and Carrington were there, and they were working on their speeches, because it's the first time they had really done anything like this. And Sean was there, and we were kind of laying out the itinerary of what we were going to do the next 2 days on Thursday and Friday. And while Mary Ellen was at the studio, well, actually, I think it was right after Mary Ellen left the studio on Wednesday night, the story hit the Associated Press. So the story hit the Associated Press, and it was on Fox News, and it was on ABC, and it was on, it was in every newspaper across the United States. It was really amazing, Yahoo News, and just all these things. So that happened. Then on Friday, the Marion Star put it on the front page of the paper, and there was a huge picture of Mary Ellen on the front page of the paper, above the fold and below the fold, color, on Friday. So we thank the Marion Star for that. And I also personally thank the Marion Star for these things, because the Marion Star mentioned us in their article, so I thank them for that. And the Associated Press mentioned us in their article, so I thank them for that. And then we did our six events. We had Mary Ellen on Thursday morning. I know a lot of people listened to that from 8 until 10 a.m. Then we went to Harding. Then we went to Pleasant, and that was Thursday. Then on Friday, we started at River Valley, and then we went to Elgin. And then we went to Kingston for the big reception, and then we did the show on Friday night, the Friday night show. And it just was the most amazing 2-day period that anybody could ever have. And like I said, I really didn't think that it was going to be what it was. I don't know what it was, but when we got to the schools, particularly Pleasant, I will never forget being at Pleasant until the day I die. We went into Pleasant, and they had 700 seats. I was talking to the principal, Mr. Ringer. He said, "We've got 700 seats, and we're going to pack this place." And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of a tough task in the middle of the school day, but let's see what happens. Every seat was filled. And as a matter of fact, if you look on Facebook, social media, you will see a picture of every seat filled. Not only every seat filled, but people sitting in the aisles and people lined up on both sides of the theater watching this. So on total, there were probably about 750 people there at Pleasant. And there was a moment at Pleasant in which what had happened was Sean was overtaking the video. So he was off the stage, kind of off to the side. And by the way, what a magnificent facility Pleasant has. This theater is something to behold. Apparently, it folds up and unfolds the seating. It's got red velvet curtains and a nice stage and a great projector and great video and the whole thing, video screen. So Sean was off to the side. Matt had given his speech, and then he had gotten off the stage so he could take pictures. So he was down in front. And Carrington and Mary Ellen and Mr. Ringer, the principal, we were all still on stage. And after everybody had spoken, I'm going to say it was spontaneous because I certainly didn't know it was coming. But 750 people jumped to their feet for Mary Ellen with a standing ovation. And then we all stood up on the stage, Carrington and Mr. Ringer and myself, and we're standing up and applauding her. And then Mary Ellen stands up, and I can only tell you, at this point in her life, celebrating this celebration, to have that many people stand up for her and give her a standing ovation. There were more people in the Pleasant Theater than there were when she was sworn in back in 94. And to give her that standing ovation, as I say, at this point in her life, I was looking around while this ovation was going on, and that's to tell you how long this ovation went on. I was looking around, and I saw Sean, and he had stopped everything he was doing. And I looked down at Matt, and he had tears in his eyes. And I looked at Mary Ellen, and she was just beaming. And it just could not have been a more perfect moment. I can't tell you what that was like. It was just unbelievable. I'll never forget that. And then Friday morning, we were out at River Valley. Again, we had, I think, about 675 to 700 people at River Valley. If you look at the pictures there, that was a full house. People lined up in the back and on the sides, and just a great crowd in the 700-seat auditorium. It went great. We had so much fun with it. And then at the end, we took questions because it was during the school day. Now, this was an interesting thing. We took questions, and we had a microphone for the students to ask questions. Now, we're all on the stage, and the students are obviously out in the audience, the 700-seat auditorium. Well, I said, "Does anybody have a question for Mary Ellen?" Well, the first question is in the very last row of this auditorium. So I just grabbed the microphone and ran to the back of the auditorium to give the kid the mic. And then once I was out there, I was tossing the mic around, taking questions, and we did that for probably 15 minutes. The kids asked great questions. Mary Ellen gave great answers. And I felt like Phil Donahue out there running around in the crowd with a microphone taking questions. And then one of the kids asked the question, "Will you be signing autographs?" And Mary Ellen said yes. Well, if you think Mary Ellen had ever been forgotten by time, we set her up on the stage when the assembly was over with a table to sign autographs. The line was up the aisle. At one point, we had to stop doing autographs because there was just too many kids. We could not have gotten them all in. And they kept coming and coming and coming. So at one point, we had to Xerox her autograph off and then just have the kids take pictures with her and give them a Xerox copy of her autograph. River Valley did this great thing. They printed up a paper that morning called The Viking Post, March 1st, 2024, Caledonia, Ohio, with the headline, 30-Year Anniversary, Mary Ellen Withrow, a Marian Success Story. It's got two pictures from the swearing-in day in 1994, tells her biography, and then mentions all of our names who participated in the program. It was a great piece that every kid got there, and I know a lot of kids got these autographed and held on to these. Color, what a great thing River Valley did by doing that. And I'll never forget this from River Valley. There was a girl, she was probably 16 or 17, and we had already stopped doing autographs because we just couldn't get everybody in. And this girl came up to me and said, "Is Mary Ellen still doing autographs?" And I said, "No, we've had to stop that because there was just too many people." And she kind of looked very upset. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I work," and I'm not going to say where she said she worked, but she worked at a local establishment. And she said, "I work at this local establishment, and I knew that Mary Ellen was going to be here today. So last night, I went through all the money at work trying to find a bill with her name on it. And I found one, and I just want to get it autographed." So I said, "Well, stand over to the side here." And we got it autographed once everybody had left the auditorium. And this girl was so happy. And you know, that's the type of thing that used to happen 30 years ago, and it was still happening on Friday. It was amazing, and I'll never forget that. That's a moment I'll never forget. It was just something. And then we went back to Elgin, where it all had started in 1969. That was a lot of fun. And then we went out to Kingston for the reception, and I've got to thank Bob Goyer and his whole team at Kingston. We had wine, we had punch, we had water, we had cheese trays, we had meat trays, we had vegetable trays, we had very well-catered desserts. Two of Mary Ellen's four daughters were able to make it out to Kingston. County Commissioner Mark Davis was there and gave her a proclamation. Bill Collins sent along a proclamation that was read for Mary Ellen. State Representative Tracy Richardson was there and gave Mary Ellen a proclamation from the state. And the whole WGH gang was there, more or less. Linda Sims was there, and Pastor Craig was there, and Sean and Carrington and Matt and myself. And it was just one of the most amazing events. And I'll tell you the thing that I remember from this event. At one point, we were doing questions and answers, and somebody asked Mary Ellen if she remembered, or no, they asked Mary Ellen's kids, daughters, what it was like having Mary Ellen for a mother. And they couldn't speak. They were so choked up by what was going on. They were crying. And to have that kind of emotion come out for their mom, and their mom to be standing right there, because she is, you know, she's Mary Ellen Withrow, but she is still mom to some people. And to see that emotion from both of her daughters, it was just absolutely something. And we got to see Norma Jacob, who was there, who was very supportive of Mary Ellen earlier in her career. Norma Jacob is 101 now. She lives out at Kingston. Got to see her. I had not seen her in a long time. It was just the most amazing two-day period. Matt and Carrington did great. I, I just don't know what to say. I really am flabbergasted by the whole thing. I knew it was going to be fun. I knew it was going to be good for the city of Marion, but I never dreamed it would have that kind of feeling and that kind of impact. We crisscrossed the county in 2 days. I'm telling you, we were everywhere in this county that you could possibly be. It was tiring, I'll say that, but it was magic. And you don't get magic very often. And I don't remember at this point many events or any events that we've ever done at this radio station that was anything like that. Had the press coverage that it had, had the local coverage that it had, and had the people come out that did. 2,500 people heard us in the course of 2 days with the 6 stops that we made. Harding was great. They catered in San Sodas for Mary Ellen. And she is a Harding graduate, and there were pictures taken, and the kids were great. And I believe that was filmed, and that's on YouTube if you want to watch it, the event that took place at Harding. Just magic. Now, if anybody's got a phone call, feel free to buzz in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know it's a beautiful morning out there, and maybe people are out doing things this morning. But, you know, to be a part of that, to be introducing Mary Ellen at all these events and kind of being the MC at all these events, to be able to be a part of the show but also watch the show, just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And there was a lady from Poland at the reception on Friday. Poland at the Kingston reception. I don't know how that happened. It's very hard to talk about because it was so amazing. And that's, I'm probably overusing that word here this morning, but it was something. And I just am so glad that at this point, this was able to come back in front of people and still be a big deal, and the kids were still engaged. You've got to remember that most of the kids that we spoke to in those 4 days were not even born when Mary Ellen left office. But she still got her due, and my goodness, Mary Ellen can still deliver. And she got up and gave the speech she gave 30 years ago, and I hadn't heard that speech in 30 years, and that was something to hear. And when we got done on Friday, after we had done the 5 events, Mary Ellen said, "I don't think I'll ever read that speech again. That this was a special occasion. This was for a special event, the celebration of the 30 years. And she said, "I don't think I'll ever read that speech again." And that was that. So if you have any thoughts on any of this, if you saw any of the AP articles, if you saw any of the pictures that I put on social media, if you've heard me talk about this, if you saw the Marion Star on Friday, anything or any thoughts you just have on this in general, it was a good story for Marion. It was a good story for Marion. It was a good couple days. The people at this station did amazing things. Pastor Craig, I know, really was heading up the proclamation that Tracy Richardson came in and gave. We just have the best people there. If you ever doubt that we have the best people at this station, don't ever doubt it. After last week, we all came together and it was great. And Adam was at the station on Thursday morning and made sure a lot of the audio got up of a lot of these events. It just couldn't have been better. And Linda was practicing for her big dance debut on Saturday night at the Turn Up the Heat event at the Women's Club. And she still came out on Friday to be a part of the festivities at Kingston. So I am just knocked out by the entire thing. It was quite the weekend, and I don't know that we could have done what we did with groups that we had in the past. This is the right group at the right time. And I know Mary Ellen was very appreciative of having Matt and Carrington there. To have two people who were also born after Mary Ellen left office give speeches and speak on her behalf, it really meant a lot. I know it meant a lot to her. It meant a lot to me. It just, It was perfect. It was perfect. And it worked everywhere we went. And again, phone lines are open if you have anything to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind you'd like to talk about in regard to this historic event, 740-751-4038. Now, on Saturday night, after all that was over, because apparently I'm becoming a real Marion socialite at this point, I went to the Turn Up the Heat dance at the Women's Club home, the big gala they have over there, and went with Carrington to that event. Linda was one of the participants, and boy, did we have a good time at that event. They had great food over there. They had hors d'oeuvres, and again, they had similar things. They had sandwiches. They had meat and cheese trays. They had cheesecakes. They had, little desserts that were very good. They had dips and crackers and all kinds of things. Very, very good. A lot of people involved. I believe there were 8 dancers in total. Got to see a lot of people who I don't normally see, friends in the community who did very well that night dancing. It was just a fun event. George Kasotis was there, and Mary Ellen was there, and Ray Grogan was there, and Police Chief McDonald was there, and who else did I run into? Linda, Mary Ellen's daughter, was there, and Valerie Wigton, the president of the Women's Club, who I had on last week, was there. A whole bunch of people that I'm forgetting, I'm sure, who were at this event. And it was just fun. It was just fun. We all had a good time. And I'll tell you, if 4 hours, I don't know that 4 hours have ever went by that fast. Tracy Richardson, the representative who was with us on Friday, was there on Saturday night. And it was a gala event. It reminded me of the old charity balls. And Carrington was a lot of fun to go to with that event, you know, to get all dressed up and all sit there and laugh and have a good time. You know, there's something about being with the right people at the right event. And she really pulled it off. You know, she knew how to dress. She knew how to handle herself at that event. And, of course, just a fun event. And as I said, Linda Sims was one of the participants in this event, and after the event had concluded, Linda won the Female Performance Award. She won one of the awards. There were only 3 awards. One was the person who brought in the most money, and then you had the best female performer and the best male performer. And Linda won the best female performer, and we could not have clapped louder and been happier for Linda. Oh, Marilyn McBride was there, Martha Dowse's daughter. It was just special, special night. And we had a lot of fun, and the room was decorated beautifully. I got to take my Cubs cap off to the people of the Women's Club. It was just a great night on Saturday. So apparently, I was just out and about all weekend. All right, again, phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to say or add to the conversation here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, and I'll tell you, when people are up there dancing and the music's playing, you kind of get into it. You have you feel like you want to be part of all of that and move around and the whole bit. And the weather was very nice on Saturday. It was a great event. So, Marion is doing a lot of great things, and what a great weekend it was for Marion. A few days with the events for Mary Ellen Withrow, with the Turn Up the Heat event on Saturday night, and I believe they raised $80,000 at that event, by the way. I believe that's the number I heard, $80,000. You can't go wrong there. Those women at the Women's Club are doing very good things. Oh, Ben Higgins was there. I had not seen Ben Higgins for a while. Just a lot of fun. And I wanted to bring a little taste of the Women's Club back to you here this morning. We taped a little here and there over at the Women's Club. So I'm going to play some of these clips now. Now, the first clip you're going to hear is, I believe it was after, was it before people started dancing? No, I think the first clip you're going to hear is Carrington and I, after we had eaten. There was a social hour. I think we had sat down and just taped a little bit to talk about what was going on at the women's club. So let's go back in time to Saturday night. Here's how it all started. Carrington and I talking about what was going on at the women's club. Now, I have not heard any of this since Saturday night. So if you didn't make it, here's a little bit of what happened at the women's club on Saturday night. You're on.
Hello, everyone. This is Carrington reporting live from the Marianne Women's Club Gala. And we've seen a lot of great dancers here this evening. Linda Sims, obviously. We're a little biased to Linda. But what do you think of Linda and the other dancers, Scott?
It's been fabulous so far. We've seen the first four, and Linda Sims by far was the best, of course, out here on WGH Talk, one of our alum of 10 years. But Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan did a great job. And I was just mingling with one of the judges, Marilyn McBride, the eldest daughter of the late Martha Dowse Manasi, and she says it's going to be a hard choice. And we also got to see a special dance with our dear friend George Kasotis. Nothing gets better than that.
Oh, that was so sweet. I'm so glad we got to witness that. He's going to go on for years and keep dancing.
Many, many more years, and we'll be doing many, many more years on radio, I'm sure. There is no doubt in my mind.
We're made for this. Absolutely, Scott.
Now, we had a special moment there. We mingled with Mary Ellen Withrow, another very special guest here tonight, and we just did our whole bit with her the last couple days celebrating her anniversary, and she had some words for you there. Share that with the audience.
She did. She just said that it meant a lot to hear what myself and Matt had to say about her and how she was an inspiration to us, so that was really nice to hear that we had a good impact on her, and she was happy to hear that from us.
You know, she didn't say a darn thing to me.
Well, she's used to hearing you talk, I guess. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, though. She had a line. We can't say it, but it may be the funniest line so far of the night.
Yeah. If you only knew the real Mary Ellen, she gets silly. She gets personal. Love that girl.
It was a wonderful thing, and again, this is the Enchanted Evening, Dancing with the Stars here in Marianne at the historic Women's Club home. You know this home was built in 1903.
Yes, I did. I think they brought that up at least three times this evening so far.
I'm sure they'll bring it up at least three more, but it's 1903, the old Barlow home, bequeathed. I know you like that.
Yes,
word.
It was bequeathed. Bequeathed, is that right? The home was bequeathed. What does bequeathed mean? Can you define that?
Bequeathed.
Bequeathed. Okay, the word is less bad now. Thank you for...
Well, you kind of took that word and made it your own. Yes, but it was bequeathed at one point. Oh, Lord. And at this particular point, that means when you die, you leave it to somebody. The word you used is something different.
I'm glad that I was heard. I'm really glad.
I'm glad this was bequeathed.
I'm so glad this home was bequeathed so we could have this evening here together. It's been fantastic.
You know, I'm looking across the room here. I see former mayoral candidate Gene Hoffman, of course, George Kasotis, Mary Ellen Withrow, Marilyn McBride, Christy Wink. You know, it's just Claire Cook is over there. Just B.I. Todd Schneider, of course, one of the co-MCs tonight. It's Joanne Kasotis, our county auditor. It's wonderful. Linda Sims. My God, it's stars galore here in Marion.
Oh, and you. Yeah, Marion, Ohio's finest, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
They're coming out tonight.
Now, are you having a good time? This is your first formal since prom.
Yes, I'm having a great time. They have a wonderful selection at the hors d'oeuvres table, so I'm thrilled about that, of course.
I knew food would be your favorite part of the evening. What did you like the most so far? Those sandwiches were great.
The sandwiches were great. I personally am partial to, there was some like corn dip. It only had like two chips with it, which was kind of odd, but the dip itself was fantastic. It was unique. I like the flavors. I'm partial to dips, though. I'm a dip girl.
You're a dippy girl?
I'm a dippy girl.
You're a dippy girl. And of course, Lowell Thurston, he's here and he donated, I think, $1,000 earrings for somebody here tonight.
Yeah. Should we go enter and try to win those earrings?
Well, I don't know what I would do with $1,000 earrings.
You can give them to me.
Would you wear $1,000 earrings around?
Yeah, probably. I do have earrings in.
You do have earrings in. Well, my goodness.
I know.
You should get in on this because I don't see, because you get a little rave pin when you enter that competition, and I don't see too many of them around here.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I've only got a competition with like 20 people or so. My odds aren't great in that situation, but better than they would be in most raffles.
Now's the time. Can you imagine $1,000 earrings?
I mean, no. I mean, it would be great. I don't own $1,000 earrings, so this is my time.
This is your chance. This is your time. What an event this is, though. I mean, I am so impressed with what they're able to do here with purple and plants.
Purple and plants. That is a great description of the room we're sitting in, I would say. A lot of plants from the ceiling. They've mentioned the Enchanted Garden several times as well, and it's giving a similar vibe to an Enchanted Garden, I would say. The masquerade thing is kind of throwing me off. There are some masks around the room, but I think it's decorated lovely.
And the alcohol is definitely flowing here, but they're having a good time. And I think people need to let off some steam, so I'm okay with that. Knock themselves out, but I can say you and I completely water.
Absolutely. Water folk over here. That's for sure. And that's why we're entertaining ourselves with this microphone right now and recording live from the event.
You know, I hope that somebody bequeaths something to me one day. Wouldn't that be fun? Because maybe I could get $1,000 earrings bequeathed.
What are you going to do with $1,000 earrings?
Well, apparently give them to you, I guess, is what I heard I should do with these things. I didn't know that was the plan, but you never know. Do
your ears aren't pierced, so...
No, my ears aren't pierced. That ain't a thing.
We can go get your ears pierced so you can wear the earrings.
Well, that's what we'll be doing when we leave here tonight. We'll get the $1,000 earrings and go get the ears pierced. Nothing like somebody jamming a needle in your ear where you don't know where it's been.
Big night ahead of us, that's for sure.
Maybe I'll be bequeathing something to somebody before it's over with. Tonight's word, kids, is bequeath.
Bequeath.
This home was bequeathed.
Yes.
Do you like the porch?
Yeah, the porch was lovely. There was a lot of emphasis made on it, and I mean, it's a large porch. It's not. What's crazy about the porch besides it being renovated?
Well, just we're a porch town because we're President Warren G. Harding town, and you know, he had the front porch speeches.
Okay, that's true. I think it did give the historic vibe to it that you would have seen a home similar to this definitely in Harding's time. So I like that about it. I guess the historic aspect.
You know, how many people would you say are here?
I would say we're looking at least 130 people in a home built for, you know, a family with an extra room on it. So it's packed tonight.
Now, how many cans do you see in Marion, Ohio in February? Well, March. I guess this is March the 2nd.
Yeah, it is March the 2nd. It's a quick moving year, but there is a significant amount of tans considering that we haven't seen the sun in several months.
You know, I did not know the sun came out recently and burned like that. I mean, I probably should have got my sunscreen out or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still on the floor, by the way. That's a big thing going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody on hands and knees cleaning the floor up in their nice clothes.
Right in the middle of the dance floor, too. We can't forget to mention that.
You know, that could cause a problem as the dances continue here this evening.
Oh, my gosh. The last four dances are going to be biased. We're going to see that they could slip or fall. Maybe the floor will be extra sticky and it's going to give them an advantage. We don't know.
You know, I'm seeing the selfies come out.
Yes.
The phone is out. The selfies are being taken. You'll see these on Facebook. I can guarantee it.
Oh, 100%. I would bet money on it.
So we're going to check back in with the audience, I'm sure, when this event is over. But right now, who do you give the edge to, honestly?
Honestly, I'm going with the second group that did the salsa dance. Dr. Finney. Yes, Dr. Finney's dance. I thought hers was pretty good. It required a lot more movement and coordination, I think. So I was impressed with that aspect of her dance.
Well, I honestly, right now, it's between Ray Grogan and Linda Sims for me. It's up in the air.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, that shows how stiff the competition is this evening because the Marilyn came over when she was talking to us earlier. She was saying how she couldn't decide and she didn't know who she was going to pick because the competition was just, everyone was doing such a fantastic job.
You know, let's talk a little bit, though, about the fashion here, because you don't see this in Marion very often. Tell people what you're wearing, and then tell people what you see in the room.
Oh, I have on a black dress and some little black heels. Pretty classic look, I would say, for an event like this. I see a lot of black dresses, but beyond that, there's, you know, sparkles, and we've got... It's black tie, I would say. Like, it's very dressed up. You don't see too many jeans, that's for sure.
No, and Mary Ellen has got a beautiful dress on here tonight. Sequins, sparkles. George Kasotis is in a tuxedo. It's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Mary Ellen always looks stellar, but George's shirt had the little, like, wine glass on the inside. There was a little extra pizzazz on it you weren't expecting. It was fantastic.
They're blinking the lights here. That must mean the second half is getting ready to start.
Let's get back to it.
Let's do it. Now, by hearing that, if you can't tell that, I've never listened to that. If you can't tell that Carrington and I were having a silly, good time, I don't know what else could tell you that we were having a good time. By the way, Saturday night's word was bequeathed. That was one of the funniest things I'd ever heard. We did that, now that I hear it again, we did that at intermission. So we'd already had the social hour, four people had danced, then we took an intermission. Now, we came back after the other four people had danced and gave our predictions on who was going to win. Now, remember, this is before the winners were announced. This is Saturday night at the Women's Club, Carrington and I giving our predictions.
It's Carrington and Scott back here at the Women's Club event, and we are getting ready to predict who we think is going to have raised the most money for their dance and who we think did the best dance overall. Scott, go ahead with your predictions.
Money, Ray Grogan, best dance, Linda Sims.
I'm going to say money, Linda Sims, best dance, Melissa Bollinger, and whoever her partner was. I don't remember the partner of her. I know she was the like dance instructor, but she did the flight attendant dance. I love that one. It related to me. Dan Bradshaw. Okay, Dan Bradshaw.
So we will come back with the winners in just a second.
Stay tuned.
So now those were the predictions for Saturday night. And then we found out that our very own Linda Sims had won the performance award. And actually, Dan Bradshaw did win for male performance award. So Carrington and I were both right. So after all that happened, we caught up with our own Linda Sims after she won, and boy, were we celebrating by this point. This is Carrington and myself with Saturday night's winner for Best Performance Female Division, Linda Sims.
With Linda Sims, and I'd like to say that Scott did predict that Linda was going to win for the females, and I did predict the male victor, who was
Dan Bradshaw.
Dan Bradshaw. Yeah. Linda, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I had no idea I would be able to pull that one off, believe you me.
Oh, Scott had absolute faith in you, so just so you know, we thought you could pull it off.
Thank you, Scott, very much, and thank you also. Thank you so much, and thank you for the Women's Club and inviting me to be a part of this great event. It was an honor.
$80,000 tonight they raised. $80,000. What a night it is.
Yes.
What a night. How was dancing up there in front of all those people?
I thought my knees were going to buckle.
You didn't look scared from the audience. I thought you pulled it off fantastically.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank
you. You were
so
wonderful.
Much.
Wonderful, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
And there was our female performance winner from Saturday night, Linda Sims. And then Carrington and I came back before we left that night. And by this point, people were dancing. I think you hear the music in the background on this next clip. This is Carrington and I wrapping it up from the Women's Club home on Saturday night.
Scott Spears and Carrington Nelson from the historic Women Club home, and it is an enchanted evening to be sure. The night has wrapped up, $80,000 has been raised, and Linda Sims walked home with an award tonight. Our very own Linda Sims from WGH Talk Radio. Carrington and I have been here for over 4 hours, but it doesn't seem anywhere near like that. The guest list tonight was amazing, from George Kasotis to Mary Ellen Withrow to Marilyn McBride, and of course, you and I were here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had a great evening, and I was honored to take part in it. It's been fantastic.
What has this been like for you? How would you encapsulate this whole evening, Carrington? They're still going here. They're still getting down on the dance floor.
Oh, yes. We're now at the post-event dancing hour, and it's been so interesting being around Marion's finest. I feel like I'm genuinely surrounded by Marion celebrities this entire evening.
State Rep Tracy Richardson was here. Marion Prosecutor Ray Grogan. I saw Todd Anderson here. Police Chief Jay McDonald was here. Linda Rizzo was here, Mary Ellen's daughter. My goodness, there were people everywhere. What a fantastic night it was here in Marion, Ohio. And of course, our own Linda Sims, I believe, with her dance partner Don Yule, walked away with the performance award on the female side. And I do believe this, don't say it too loud, but I believe Linda was the oldest competitor tonight. But you know what? Old comes age, age comes experience. Experience came a win for all of us, and all of us at WGH Radio are celebratory here tonight. Carrington, I can feel the adrenaline in you.
Yeah, what a week it's been after we're celebrating Mary Ellen Withrow and all of her successes, her 30th anniversary of swearing into office, and now this with Linda Sims taking home the victory. It's just been quite a week for WWGH Radio. I'm honored to be a part of it.
It has been a week from the AP to the front page of the Star to a win tonight at this event. You cannot go wrong. The intensity is on a high. We're on a tidal wave here.
Absolutely. And it's only getting better. We stay tuned. There's more events coming up. There's more to look forward to.
You can't even know what's going to happen in April. I'm telling you what, it's going to be mania here in town. You try to get with that event, because that event's going to be once in a lifetime for many reasons.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. More to come.
More to come.
And that was the wrap-up, I believe, from the Women's Club home on Saturday night. If you can't tell, Carrington and I were having a good time, and to celebrate Linda, it was fun. And I'll tell you, Carrington's interviewing skills and hosting skills are coming along tremendously. So proud of her and what she has been able to accomplish in this business. You know what? Not too long ago I said, who's going to be the next Madge Cooper? Well, you know what? Carrington is doing a tremendous job. All right, we've got 5 minutes left. Does anybody want to say anything about the big event on Saturday night? Sounded like a lot of fun, didn't it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it. But again, our hats off to Linda Sims, the big winner in the female performance category. Our own Linda Sims, so happy to see Linda up there accepting that award. And again, the word for Saturday night was bequeathed. The Women's Club was bequeathed by the Barlow family to the Women's Club, and they continue to use it until today. Oh, and you know what? We were just drinking water. I can assure you, all we drank that night was water. Now, other people, they'd had a few cocktails, but all we drank was water, and we were still having that good of a time. So, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. And following up the Mary Ellen events, it was just pure fun. I cannot tell you how fun life is right now. And I do want to mention this. I don't want to bring down this in any way, but it is funny when you're at an event like that. You know, there are people you obviously, you don't see very often. And there are people you like, and not necessarily people you dislike. I don't think there are any people that I dislike at this point. But it is weird when you're at those social events, you run into people, and you think, oh, well, you know, you're never rude to anybody, but it just goes to show you can shake your hand, shake hands and talk with anybody and have a great time. And again, Valerie Wigton, who's the current president of the Women's Club Home, put on a great event, and she did a lot of speaking that night, and I thought she was just fantastic, and helped with the auction with Ben Higgins. It was just fun. A fun night was had by all. Well, again, phone lines are open here, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. If anybody has anything they'd like to add, feel free, 740-751-4038. I don't think it's going to be an event that we forget anytime soon. Just something fun about that night. You know, we didn't even really intend to do any broadcasting from the event. We had plugged it. We had talked about it. I was going to come back here on Monday morning and talk about it, but we really didn't think about broadcasting from it. But I grabbed the little recorder. We took it over there. On the whole, I think we did about 15 minutes of 4 hours, over 4 hours, closer to 5 hours from the event. And still had a great time, and I think we encapsulated it great. And again, I think Carrington is doing such a tremendous job with her broadcasting skills. She can conduct an interview. She can host a show. She can have a good time. It's just a wonderful time to be around and be alive at this point. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys! You and Carrington did a wonderful job. That's the first time I heard the interview.
What about our own Linda Sims?
Absolutely, she did a wonderful job. I congratulate later. Once I found out that night, I can't even talk. I'm having a stroke.
You sound like you've been chewing on some old chewing on something this morning.
I just woke up. I'm heading down to OSU right now, to the hospital, and
you might want to have them check your jaw while you're down there.
I'm telling you, something's going on there this morning. I don't know what's going on. I can't eat or drink for like all morning. My mouth is like freaking but like you know how you get that stuff in your mouth.
Cotton mouth.
I have cotton mouth. Yeah, that's what it is. Cotton mouth. So anyway, yes, since I found out that night from you that Linda won, I texted her and I said congratulations and that's just wonderful.
I mean, you were at all the Mary Ellen events last week. I mean, what a week it was for this station. In regard
you're
to
listening
the Mary Ellen Withrow event, but also all the things that were happening with Linda Sims, who won on Saturday night. Could it have been a better week for this station?
No, absolutely not. Being in the Marion Star, went to all the four of the schools. It was just amazing week.
So you got a good. Did you hear the part where Carrington there, where we were trying to study the word bequeath?
What was that all about?
Well, she had never heard that word before when they had said it, and she asked me what it meant. And then when we went on the air, she said it, but she did not say it exactly how it's supposed to be said. So we had to clean it up. And once she said it, we just lost it. It was so funny. I couldn't even see straight.
Wow.
So what do you think? You think she could be the next Madge Cooper?
I think Cassie, she does a terrific job. You know, she's on topic. She's on the level. I think she could, to be honest with you.
I mean, have we ever had a group like the group we have at the station right now?
No, we have the number one group right now.
Well,
one group at the station.
Well, I hope you have a safe time at the hospital. We got to go to break here, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks. All right, we're going to break, coming back with much more after this.
From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice